नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य प्रौढमनोरमायाः परिभाषाप्रकरणे द्वितीयः पाठः जनवरीमासस्य चतुर्थः दिनाङ्कः मीनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः ध्यायन् ध्यायम् परम् ब्रह्मस्मारम् स्मारम् गुरोर्गिरः सिद्धान्तकौमुदी व्याख्याम् कुर्मः प्रौढमनोरमाम् परिभाषाप्रकरणमारब्धम् गतवर्गे तत्र प्रथमा परिभाषा इको गुणवृद्धिः सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याम् सूत्रार्थः दत्तः गुणवृद्धिशब्दाभ्याम् यत्र गुणवृद्धिः विधीयते तत्र इकः इति षष्ठ्यन्तं पदम् उपतिष्ठते. What does that mean exactly? Is if there is a sutra, a vidhi sutra, paribhashas, always you remember that they will not act independently. That is, any samnya or paribhasha does not have an independent existence. It will exist only to assist a vidhi sutra. So to understand any samnya or paribhasha, we have to go to a vidhi. Yatra vidhi sutre gunaha bhavati athava vriddhihi bhavati ityuchyate. Yatha mider gunaha gunaha ityuchyate evam mrijer vriddhihi mrijehe vriddhihi syat ityuchyate. Yatra guna vriddhi shabdabhyam guna vriddhi vidhiyate tatra ikaha iti shashtyantam padam upatishthate. So tasmin sutre ikah iti padam upatishthate. So this paribhasha inserts a word ikah. Ikah is the shashti of ik. Ik iti pratyaharah. I-un-ru-luk. Ikararabhya kakara paryantam. I-u-ru-lu. Tetesham pratyaharah. Tasya ikah iti shashtyantam padam upatishthate. The paribhasha inserts a word called ikah into that sutra. Okay, so you have some words in the sutra, some words arrive from anuvritti, some arrive through adhikara, and this word will arrive through this paribhasha. So wherever there is gunaha or vriddhihi, it inserts the word guna, ikaha there. So then you interpret the sutra as usual, whatever with the words that we have. Guna vriddhi shabdabhyam iti. तत्र अंशद्वयम् दीक्षितैः चर्च्यते. एकम् तु गुणवृद्धिशब्दाभ्याम् गुणवृद्धि विधीयते इति किमर्थम्, द्वितीयम् षष्ठ्यन्तम् पदम् उपतिष्ठते इत्यस्य कोऽर्थः. सो दे आर् द टु पायिण्ट्स् विच् हव् बीन् डिस्कस्ड् बै दीक्षितर् इन् दिस् रूल्. फस्ट् थिङ्ग्, वै से गुणवृद्धिशब्दाभ्याम् गुणवृद्धि विधीयते, एण्ड् सेकेण्ड्, वै से इकः इति षष्ठ्यन्तम् पदम् उपतिष्ठते. सो द फस्ट् क्वश्चन्, वै इस् द डबल् गुणवृद्धि, and how do we have that? Because the sutra has a single word, gunavriddhi. So etacha purva sutra abhyam gunavriddhi pade anuvartya guno vriddhiriti ye gunavriddhi iti yojanaya labhyate. Etat nama etadrishaha sutrarthaha katham labhyate vriddhiradayich ityasma vriddhihi iti anuvartate adem gunaha ityataha gunaha iti anuvartate ataha vriddhiriti ya vriddhirvihita गुणः इति यो गुणः विहितः सः तत्र इकः इति षष्ठ्यन्तम् पदम् उपतिष्ठते इत्यर्थः. तेन इह न दिव औत् द्यौः. दिवः साक्षात् औकारादेशः विधीयते. तस्य औकारस्य वृद्धित्वेऽपि, इवन् दो औ इस् अ वृद्धि, इट् डस् नाट् से दिवो वृद्धिः, इट् सेस् दिवः औत्. बिकास् आफ् दट् द परिभाषा विल् नाट् आपरेट् देर्. अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन अन्त्यस्य वकारस्य औकारादेशः द्यौः इति रूपं सिद्ध्यति. त्यदादीनाम् अह, अकारः आदेशः विधीयते. अकारः गुणसंज्ञकः, किन्तु त्यदादीनाम् गुणः इति नोक्तम्. त्यदादीनाम् अह इति साक्षाद्विधानमस्ति, अतः अत्रापि इको गुणवृद्धि इति परिभाषायाः प्रवृत्तिः न भवति. अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन अन्त्यस्य स्थाने अकारादेशः द्रष्टव्यः. सो दिस् रूल् विल् आपरेट् ओन्ली इफ् द विधि सूत्र सेज् गुणः आर् वृद्धिः, आर् एल्स् नो. So coming to the second part, ikaha iti shashchantam padam upatishtate. The sutra inserts a word called ikaha, which is shashchanta. It does not directly say ikaha sthane bhavati. Okay. Shashti, there are different interpretations of shashti. Okay. We say shashti sthane yoga. Right? So if you remember in that sutra, he says anirdharita sambandha vishesha shashti. Where some other sambandha has not been decided already, there we say sthane. Okay. So sometimes we also have something called avayavasya. So a part of it, not in its place. We don't say A is replaced by B. Okay. So we say that the part of A, something else happens, is replaced or is the karya. Okay. So there are different ways a shashti can be interpreted. That is why the sutra just puts in the word into the sutra. The interpretation of that word, ikaha, will depend on the sutra. Okay. If we directly at this stage, iko guna vriddhi, asmin sutre eva, ikaha ityasya ikaha sthane ityartha yadi kriyate, tarhi sarvada ikaha visheshyatvam eva. It always has to be ikaha sthane. Okay. That is not desired. Okay. We'll see two examples which will... So he says, that is what he says, there are two ways in which it can be interpreted. Tatcha sambhavati samanadhikaranye igantasya angasya ityadikramena sambadhyate. Okay, so once this ikaha gets inserted into some other sutra, if possible, if there is samanadhikaranya, it will interact with the other words. Say for example, saradhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho. Ikaha angasya iti dvayam shruyate. There is angasya by adhikara and there is ikaha by this paribhasha. So those two words, there is visheshana visheshya bhava, both of them being in shashti. So tena vidhihi tadantasya ityanena igantasya angasya. So an anga ending in ik is replaced by guna. It is not a direct replacement for guna, for ik. Okay. So ik is behaving as a visheshana here, right? So if it is a visheshana, we get tadanta vidhi igantasya angasya. So ikaha iti angasya ityasya visheshanam. Okay, igantasya angasya gunaha. It is directly for the anga that we are doing guna and not directly for the ik. Okay, sambhavati samanadhikaranye igantasya angasya ityadikramena sambadhyate. Mider gunaha vrijer vriddhihi ityadavutu samanadhikaranye asambhavat. But where it is not possible. So if you say igantasya midehe, when midu is iganta, midu is never iganta. It is always dakaranta. Right? Medyati. So the since ik is never occurs at the end of mid, it is asambhava, samanadhikaranya. That is having that visheshana vishesha bhava is asambhava. So there, midim rujyohu avayavasya ikaha. So then we reverse the visheshana vishesha bhava. So we say midehe ikaha. Ikaha is the visheshya and midehe angasya is the visheshana. So an ik which is a part of mid or mrid will have guna or vriddhi. So in one case we are interpreting it as a visheshana and in the other case as a visheshya. Okay. So to allow for these two interpretations, Bhashikara takes up what is called the padopasthiti paksha. That is, it simply puts in the word ikaha. It does not say what that means. It does not say ikaha sthane. It just puts in there. So depending on the context, we interpret the ikaha properly. Yattu ika eva sthane staha iti pracha vyakhyatam. Yaccha tattika sutoktam aniyama prasange niyamarthamidam ityadi tat sarvam bhashya virodha upekshyam. So a single interpretation saying ikaha sthane bhavati, because it will not work for all the cases. Okay, it will work for some cases, it will not work for others. So bhashya virodha upekshyam, that is against the bhashya. Tatchesha paksham dushaitva padopasthiti pakshasya iva bhashya samarthitatvat. Since the Bhashyakara Siddhanta is Padopasthiti Paksha, that is inserting the word ikaha. So Tachesha is the other paksha that the Bhashyakara takes up and sees. So Tachesha, Tatu here refers to Alontyasya. Tachesha Paksha simply means you initially apply Alontyasya and then you apply Ikoguna Vriddhi. Alontyasya will decide that the Adesha is for the ending letter. Now, the ending letter can be ik, it can be something else. So then iko guna vriddhi operates to say it will be only for the ik and not for others. Okay. So that way you can achieve in some cases. Say sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho gunaha. So initially we say alontyasya, the ending letter will get guna if it happens to be ik. Okay. It is the same as saying igantasya angasya. So you can do it there. But you cannot apply such interpretation in sutras like Mideir Gunaha and Rajair Ruthihi. Okay. So because there, if you say Alontyasya, the ending letter is not ik at all. It is not possible to have the ending letter as ik at any time, and therefore the Tatchesha Paksha will not work in those cases. Okay. Atayeva Tatchesha Paksham Doshayitva Padopasthiti Pakshasyaiva Bhashye Samarthitatvat Ityahuhu. So there is a question asked, do Patanjali and Pattodirikshita agree here? That is, agree in case of Padopasthiti Paksha. Yes, according to the Siddhanta Kaumudi and according to the Prodha Manorama, they do. That is why Rikshita writes the Siddhanta as Ikaha iti Shashtyantam Padam Upatishthate. That is the Pradhana Paksha, and Bhattodi Dikshita agrees with it. But he also offers an alternative interpretation in Shabda Kaustubha. Tachesha Pakshe Api Dushanodharastu Shabda Kaustubhe Spashti Kutaha Smabhihi. So in his Bhashya Vyakhyana Shabda Kaustubha, he shows a way in which the Tachesha Paksha can also be used to interpret sutras properly, but that involves some other prashlesha and other techniques which are not very convincing. Okay. Padopasthiti Paksha is the right way, which is accepted by the Bhashyakara, and Dikshita accepts it. He has nothing against it. He just says the other thing might also work if you do some circus with interpretation. Okay. So that is why he does not detail that. Okay. It is not his preferred method also. Sometimes Shastrakaras do something to, you know, to show some original thinking, but that might not be the best way. Okay, so here Padopasthiti Paksha is the best way. So that was what we did with Iko Guna Vriddhi last class. Any questions? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Vasuji.
Yeah. Yeah. As you explain, I'm following the Bala Manorama.
Mm.
And there, it says, no patishtate. Why do they say no patishtate?
What exactly?
Ika iti. Yatridiyate ityukva. Buddhiryasya acham.
Ityadi anuvade. It means, I mean, it's a totally different thing. He says where it is vidhana of vriddhi. That is where the Vidhi Sutra says there is guna or there is vriddhi. There only we have this paribhasha. There are some cases where vriddhir yasyata maristat vriddham. The sutra says yasyata madihi vriddhihi. Those in which a vriddhi letter is at the beginning of vowels, tad vriddham, that is called vriddha. That is another samnya sutra. It is giving the samnya called vriddha to those words which have a vriddhi letter in their beginning. Okay, vriddhir yasya acham adihi tad vriddham. There, that sutra is not giving vriddhi. It is not vriddhi vidhana. It is vriddhi anuvada. He says where there is vriddhi letter at the beginning of vowels, you have, it is called vriddha. Okay, it is anuvada and not vidhana. So there you don't have this paribhasha operating.
Okay, I understand now.
Yatra guna vriddhi vidhiyete, where the vidhi sutra gives that there is an adesha of guna or vriddhi, there only this paribhasha operates.
Not when it's given as sannyasa.
Okay. As a part of some other case where, I mean, it is not vriddhi vidhana there. Okay, he is taking up the vriddhi for something else. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, there is a question here. Ityahuhu is referring to whom? ತಚ್ಚೇಷ ಪಕ್ಷಂ ದೋಷಯಿತ್ವ ಪದೋಪಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಪಕ್ಷಸ್ಯೇವ ಭಾಷ್ಯ ಸಮರ್ಥಿತತ್ವಾತ್ ಇತ್ಯಾಹುಃ. ಸೊ ಇತಿ ಬ್ರುವಂತಿ ಇಸ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ರೆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಐ ಮೀನ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ದಟ್ ಸರ್ವಂ ಉಪೇಕ್ಷ್ಯಂ. ಓಕೆ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್. ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಕೌಮುದಿಕಾರ ದ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಅದರ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಕಾರಸ್ ಆಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಪದೋಪಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಪಕ್ಷ ಅಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಕ ಎವ ಸ್ಥಾನೇ ಸಹ ತಚ್ಚೇಷ ಪಕ್ಷ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿಬಡಿ. ಸೊ ಇತ್ಯಾಹುಃ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಜನರಲ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತಕಾರಸ್. Okay, so but he himself, he says, I mean asmabhihi spashtikritam goes on, but including himself, all shastakaras are referred to by that ityahuh, because that argument is common to everybody, uses the same, that padopasthiti paksha is the siddhanta. Okay. Okay, we can move on. Midachontyantparaha. Sarvesham sutranam vyakhyanam nasti prodha manoramayam. He does not attempt to comment on all sutras of the Kaumudi. Only where he has some additional comment to make regarding his comments in the Siddhanta Kaumudi, he brings in that sutra in the prodha manorama. Okay. So, ikaupana vriddhi, achascha ityasti. ತದ್ವಿಷಯ ಕಿಮಪಿ ಮನುಕ್ತಂ. ಅಚಷ್ಟ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ಟು ಇಕೋ ಗುಣವೃದ್ಧಿ. ಅಚಃ ಇತಿ ಷಷ್ಠ್ಯಂತಂ ಪದಂ ಉಪನಿಷ್ಠತೆ ಯತ್ರ ಹ್ರಸ್ವದೀರ್ಘ ಪ್ಲುತ ಶಬ್ದೈಹಿ ಅಜ್ವಿಧೀಯತೆ ತತ್ರ ಅಚಃ ಇತಿ ಷಷ್ಠ್ಯಂತಂ ಪದಂ ಉಪತಿಷ್ಠತೆ. ಯನ್ ಆದ್ಯಂತೌ ಟಕಿತೌ ತಿತ್ಕಿತೌ ಯಸ್ಯ ಉಕ್ತೌ ತಸ್ಯ ಕ್ರಮಾದ ಆದ್ಯಂತಾವಯವೌ ಸ್ತಃ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಮಿದಚೋಂತ್ಯಾತ್ ಪರಃ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ. ಅಚಾಂ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಯೋಂತ್ಯ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಪರಃ ತಸ್ಯೈವ ಅಂತಾವಯವ ಮಿತ್ ಸ್ಯಾತ್. ಸೊ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ ಮಹೋದಯ ಅಚಶ್ಚ ಇತಿ ವಿಷಯೇ ಕಶ್ಚನ ಪ್ರಶ್ನ.
ನಮಸ್ತೆ.
ಹಾ,
ಅಚಶ್ಚ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರ ವಿಷಯೇ ಕಶ್ಚನ ಲಘು ಪ್ರಶ್ನ.
ಹಾ,
ತತ್ರ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಹ್ರಸ್ವದೀರ್ಘ ಪ್ಲುತ ಶಬ್ದೈರ್ ಯತ್ರ ಅಜ್ವಿಧೀಯತೆ ತತ್ರ ಅಚಹಿತ ಷಷ್ಠ್ಯಂತಂ ಪದಂ ಉಪದಿಷ್ಟತೆ ಇತಿ. ಹ್ರಸ್ವದೀರ್ಘ ಪ್ಲುತಾಸ್ತು ಅಚಃ ಏವ ಭವಂತಿ ನ ತು ಹಲಃ. ತರ್ಹಿ ಏತಸ್ಯ ಪರಿಭಾಷಾ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ಯ ಕಿಂ ಸ್ವಾರಸ್ಯಂ?
ಆದೇಶಃ ಅಜ್ ಭವತಿ ಸ್ಥಾನೀ ಅಜೇವ ಭವತಿ ಭವೇದಿತಿ ನಿಯಮಃ ಕುತ್ರ ಅಸ್ತಿ? ಹ್ರಸ್ವದೀರ್ಘ ಪ್ಲುತಃ ಸ್ವರಃ ಅತಃ ಆದೇಶಃ ಸ್ವರಃ ತಾವದೇವ. ತತ್ರ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಯಃ ಕೋಪಿ ಭವಿತುಂ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ತ್ಯದಾದೀನಾಂ ಅಹಾ ದಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಅಕಾರಃ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ. ತಃ ಸ್ಥಾನೀ ವ್ಯಂಜನಮಪಿ ಭವಿತುಂ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ಕಿಂತು ಯದಿ ಸ್ಥಾನೀ ನ ನಿರ್ದಿಷ್ಟಂ ತರ್ಹಿ ಅಜೇವ ಭವತಿ ಇತಿ ಅನಯಾ ಪರಿಭಾಷೆಯಾ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಅಸ್ಯಾಃ ಪರಿಭಾಷಾಯಾಃ ಅಭಾವೇ ಅಚಃ ಏವ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಅಜ್ ಭವೇತ್ ಇತಿ ನಿಯಮಃ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಅಂತ್ಯಃ ಯಃ ಕೋಪಿ ವರ್ಣಃ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯತಃ ಅಲೋಂತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರವರ್ತತೆ. ಅಂತ್ಯಃ ಯಃ ಕೋಪಿ ವರ್ಣಃ ತಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಕಿಂತು ನ ಭವತಿ ಅಚ ಏವ ಭವತಿ ಇತಿ ನಿಯಮ. ಸೌಂಡ್ ಕನ್ವಿನ್ಸ್ಡ್? ಹ್ರಸ್ವ ದೀರ್ಘ ಪ್ಲುತ ಆರ್ ಅಚ್ ನೋ ಡೌಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಆದೇಶ ಆದೇಶ ಹ್ರಸ್ವ ದೀರ್ಘ ಪ್ಲುತೋ ವಾ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ ಸಹ ಅಜೇವ ತತ್ರ ಸಂಶಯ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಕಿಂತು ಸಹ ಆದೇಶ ಅಚೇವ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಭವೇದ್ ಇತಿ ಕೋಪಿ ನಿಯಮ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ವೋವಲ್ ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ರಿಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅ ವೋವಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ವ್ಯಂಜನ. ಅಂತ್ಯಂ ಯದಸ್ತಿ ತಸ್ಯ ವ್ಯಂಜನಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಅಪಿ ಅಜ್ ಭವಿತುಂ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ಸ್ವರಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಅಪಿ ಅಜ್ ಭವಿತುಂ ಅರ್ಹತಿ. ನಿಯಮ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ತತ್ರ ನಿಯಮ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಯದಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಹ್ರಸ್ವ ಇತ್ಯುಚ್ಯತೆ ತರ್ಹಿ ಅಚಃ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಭವತಿ ಇತ್ಯೇವ.
That means it cannot be applied on consonant if it is
it is not otherwise intended. If it is directly stated, say for example tadadinam aha iti sakshat akara vidhiyate hrasvaha iti nochyate tatra alantyasya ityanena antyasya vyanjanasya sthane bhavati. Tadadinam hrasvaha iti yadi uchyeta tadatu ataha eva bhavati vyanjanasya na bhavati.
Evam avagatam.
अचाम मध्ये योन्त्यः तस्मात् परः तस्यैव अन्तावयवः मित् स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः. सो कः अर्थः, किमुदाहरणम् इति किञ्चित् पश्यामः. नपुंसकस्य झलसः इति सूत्रमस्ति. झलन्तस्य अजन्तस्य च नपुंसकस्य नुम् त्यागमः स्यात् सर्वनामस्थाने इति सूत्रार्थः. नपुंसकलिङ्ग प्रातिपदिक विच् इस् झलन्त आर् अजन्त ending in jhal or aj, when followed by sarvanamasthana, shi sarvanamasthanam, sarvanamasthane pare num iti agamaha vidhiyate sacha mit, num iti agamaha mit, idanim kutra bhavet iti prashnaha, phala shabdaha asti napumsakaha ajantaha, tasmat jaspratyaha jaspratyasya shi adeshaha phala i ityasti, idanim numagamaha bhavet. कुत्र भवेत्? अचाम् मध्ये यः अन्त्यः. अच् द्वयमस्ति अत्र, अकारः अकारः, थकारोत्तरः अकारः एकः, लकारोत्तरः अकारः अपरः. अचाम् मध्ये यः अन्त्यः, दट् विच् इस् द लास्ट् आफ् द वोवेल्स् अमङ्ग् द वोवेल्स्, तस्मात् परः, सो आफ्टर् दट् अकार, तस्यैव अन्तावयवः एण्ड् बिलोङ्गिङ्ग् टु दट् अकार वि हाव् मित् इस् द आगम, विच् मीन्स् दट् वि एड् नकार आफ्टर् अकार. And we get derive the form phalani. Now, what is the significance of saying acham madhye yaha antyaha? Manas iti shabda asti jhalantaha. Okay, it is jhal because of jhalantatva napumsakasya chalataha will operate here. Here again we have two akaras. Makarottaraha akaraha ekaha. Nakarottaraha akaraha aparaha. Acham madhye yontyaha. This akara is not at the end. Antyad akarat. Antyad achaha paraha, no. Okay, even though it says achaha antyad paraha, it does not mean after an ending vowel, right? Here the vowel is at the end. Here the vowel is not at the end. Manas ityatra akaraha ante nasti. Tathapi acham madhye yaha antyaha. Ye achaha santi tasmin pratipadike tatra yaha antyaha akaraha tasmat paraha numagamaha. Ataha manan इति नुमागमः भवति. दिस् इस् हौ द सूत्र आपरेट्स्. सो विच् एवर् इस् द लास्ट् वोवेल् आफ् द प्रातिपदिक और् वट् एवर् यु हाव् द धातु, वट् एवर् इस् गेटिङ्ग् द मित् आगम, सो देर् आफ्टर् द एण्डिङ्ग् वोवेल् यु एड् द आगम. यदि अजन्तशब्दः तर्हि अन्ते भवति, यदि हलन्तशब्दः तर्हि अन्त्यात् अतः परः. द इट् फालोस् द लास्ट् वोवेल् इन् द स्थानी अचाम् मध्ये इति. अचाम् मध्ये योन्त्यः इति किमर्थम्? यत्तु प्राचोक्तम् अन्त्यादतः परः इति तन्न. सो द प्रक्रियाकौमुदी गिव्स् द सूत्रार्थ एज़् अन्त्यादतः परः तस्यैव अन्त्यादतः परः मित् आगमः स्यात्. सो मित् आगम विल् बि एडेड् टु एन् एण्डिङ्ग् अच् दट् इस् एन् अच् विच् इस् एट् द एण्ड्. So if there is a vowel which is occurring at the end, we will have numagama. We will have mit agama. Sorry. So tan na. So that is obviously not possible. Why? Shemuchadinam ityadav antyasya achaha asambhavat. So it is, I mean, in this at least you have ajantaha. For ajantasya nu, there is an ajanta on which you can apply the rule. But if you interpret it that way, there are some rules where you cannot apply the mit at all. Why? She muchadinam ityasti. Much etc. There are eight dhatus. She pare, when they are followed by sha, which is the vikarana pratyaya. They are all dhatus which belong to the tudadigana, shrashtagana. So she pare muchadinam numagamah syad iti uchyate. So there is a numagama which is given for muchadayaha. Antyasya achaha asambhavat. All those, once you remove the anubandha, the dhatus are muchil, lupul, etc. But once you remove the anubandha, they are all halantas. Much, lupu, vid, lipu, switch, krut, khid, pish. These eight are referred to as muchadayaha. Etesham, she, shaprateye pare, num iti agamaha vidhiyate. Achaha antyasya achaha asambhavat. Kutrapi ante ach swaraha na drishyate. Nowhere do we see an ach at the end. So you can, the sutra itself will be a waste if you interpret it as antyadatah paraha. That is why he says acham madhye yaha antyaha. So among the vowels, that which is at the end. So there is a single vowel in all these. So that is the end. So tasmat paraha, that is why we have munchati. Muchu, madhya nakaraha agachati. Munchu, munchati. Lupu, lu nupu, lumpati. Vid, vi nudu, vindati. Ataha, prachoktam antyadatah paraha iti. Tanna, shemuchadina mityadav, antyasya ataha asambhavat. So that is one part. And acham madhya yontaha tasmat paraha tasyaiva antavayavaha mityat ichyuchyate tatkimartham. So it is also a part of that which is added to. Tasyaiva antavayavaha. It becomes the ending part of whatever it is added to. So why? Tena trapuni ityadav angasya nantatvena dirghasiddhaha. Atra trayaha pakshaha bhashyakarena vicharyante. Antavayavaha, purvasya antavayavaha, parasya adyavayavaha, abhaktaha. Purvabhaktaha, parabhaktaha, abhaktaha. So one thing is the agama can be a part of the purva. Okay? It can be a part of the para. Or it can stand in between without belonging to anything. Okay? It can be an independent entity in between. So there are three options. You add something. You add something A plus B, you add a C in between. So now, does the C belong to A or does it belong to B or does it not belong to either? It just stands independently as a question. So, the Siddhanta, as he puts is, tasyaiva antavayavaha, purvasya antavayavaha. It belongs to the end of the previous part. Okay, whatever it is added to. Tena trapuni ityadav angasya nantatvena dirghas siddhaha. Sarvanamasthane cha asambuddhau iti sutramasti. Nantasya upadhayaha dirghahasyat asambuddhau sarvanamasthane pare. If there is a nakarantam angam, tasya upadhayaha dirghahasyat. The upadha will get dirgha when followed by a sarvanamasthana. Asambuddhau sarvanamasthana. Trapu ityasmat jas pratyaha kriyate. Jasyaso shihi ityanena shi. Napumsakasya jharataha ityanena numagamaha. Ajantatvat antyadataha nama ukarat paraha nakaragamaha kriyate. Trapu ni. Sata tasyaiva antavayavaha. It is treated as the end. So, trapun is now the anga. Initially we had trapu. Now that the nakara is added to this, it becomes the antavayava. And therefore it is an anga. Nantasya upadhayaha. So when the anga is nakaranta, the upadha will get dirgha by sarvanamasthane cha sambuddhau. Trapuna I. Atkupangnum yavayepi ityanena natve trapuni iti rupam siddhyati. Paraditve sana siddhyet. Okay, so this is if it is the purvantatva, if it is a paraditva, if we say that the agama belongs to the para. Okay, as I said, there are three options. It belongs to the end of the purva. It belongs to the para. It is the beginning of the para or it stands in between. So it says paraditve. If you are saying nakara belongs to the pratyaya, that is e, then anga will not be nakaranta. Right? Trapu ni ityasti. Nakaraha agamaha krutaha. Antyadatah paraha. You have added it after this ukara. But now it belongs to the para. It belongs to the e, the pratyaya part. So trapu ni ityasti. Idanim angam na nakarantam. It is not nakaranta and therefore we cannot have the dirgha by sarvanamasthane cha asambuddhau. Paraditve, yadi midagamaha parasya adyavayavaha iti svikriyate, tarhi atra dirghaha nasyat. Angasya nantatva bhavat dirghaha nasyat. Abhaktatvetu. On the other hand, okay, let us take it, it is abhakta, that is it does not belong to either. It is an independent entity in between. Okay, tatha yadi uchyate. Abhaktatve tu vaham lihaha ityatra vahabhre lihaha iti khashi arurdvishad iti mumaha anuswaraha nasyat apadantatvat. So there is a thing he says, vahabhre lihaha iti sutramasti. Vaha ityasmin athava abhra ityasmin upapade lih dhatohu khash pratyah kriyate. So this is a kridanta. So when for lihudhatu, okay, when the upapada, that is when the associated pada is vaha or abhra, we have the pratyaya called khash. Okay, khash iti krit pratyaha kriyate, vaha bhe lihaha ityanena, vaha lih, ityasti a iti pratyaha. So once we do that, there is upapada mating, we do an upapada samasa, so vaha am liha ityasti, tatra am pratyayasya supadhatu pratipadikayoho, it should be ngas liha, not am. Vaha ngas liha, and then you delete it by supodhatu pratipadikayoho. Vaha liha ityasti. Idani mum iti agamaha kriyate. So this is where we have a problem. Arur dvishat ajantasya mum. Ajantasya, if the anga is ajanta, khash pratyaya pare. So when it is followed by khash pratyayanta, we have the mum as the agama. Mum. Mit agamaha, makaraha eva agamaha. It is a makara agama which is mit. Ajantasya vidhiyate. So where do we add it? Antyad atah paraha va ha. Akara dvayam asti. Tatra dvitiyad akarat paraha makaraha bhavati. Vaha mu liha. Okay. So now we are in the abhaktatva. That is the makara does not belong to either vaha or liha. Okay. It stands in between. Abhakta. Kasyapi bhagaha na ityartha. It is not a part of either vaha or liha. Okay. Now, we need an anuswara here. Vaham lihaha ityatra anuswaraha ishyate. Anuswaraha kena sutrena? Monuswaraha. Palantasya makarasya halipare anuswara adeshaha vidhiyate. Okay. If there is a makara at the end of a word, we have anuswara for it when followed by a hal. Okay. Now, if this makara belongs to vaha, asya padatvam asti, tatra supratyaha asti, tasya lope api, pratyaya lope pratyaya lakshanam, ityanena pratyaya lakshanena subantatvam, ataha padam. This is a pada. Vaha is a pada, liha is a pada. Liha here is not a pada, it is a kridanta. But vaha is anyway a pada. Padantatvat, if it belongs to vaha, then we can say padante makaraha, tasya anuswaraha. If it says it is, does not belong to either, if it stands independently, padantatvam nasti ityataha makarasya anuswaradeshaha nabhavati. Abhaktatvetu vahamlihaha ityatra vahabhrelihaha iti khashi arurdvishat iti mumaha anuswaraha nasyat apadantatvat. Apadantatvat tena anuswaraha nasyat. Makaragamasya abhaktatve padantattvam nasidhyati. So that is why we cannot accept either that it is paradi. We cannot accept that it belongs to the para or that it stands independently. It will always be a part, the final part of that to which we have added the agama. Acham madhya yontyaha tasmat paraha tasyaiva antavayavaha. Tasya achaha eva antavayavaha mityat iti ichyate. So now there is a question. We started with Trapuni. He says, right, he said, tasyaiva antavayavaha tasmat Trapuni ityatra dirghahana bhavati paraditve sana siddhet. If it is paradi, we cannot have Trapuni because the ni belongs to the para, angasya nandatva bhava jidhana syat iti uktam. So now, abhaktatve, he brings a new udaharana. He does not say trapuni iti na siddhyati. He brings a new example to say vaham lihaha ityatra anuswaraha na siddhyati. So why? Why don't we say abhaktatve trapuni ityatra na siddhyati? Right? So trapuni nantasya upadhaya. Only when the anga is nakaranta, we have upadhadirtha. If the nakaragama does not belong to the purva, it will still not be nakaranta. Right? So tadeva udaharanam kimartham nadattam. Kimartham nutanam udaharanam. Yattu abhaktatve trapuni iti dirgho nasyad iti tattu tadadigrahanam syad inumartham iti angasamnyasutrastha vartikena iva dushita prayam. So there are some others who put forth this argument, the same thing, saying abhaktatve trapuni ityatra dirghaha nasyad. I do not know whose words he is referring to here. I could not find it out, but He is referring to some people who say, Abhaktatve Trapuni iti dirghaha nasya. If it does not belong to Trapu, okay, so if it does not belong to the Purva, anta, if it is not an Antavayava, dirghaha nasya, takarantatva bhavat, nantasya upadhayaha iti dirghaha nabhavati iti uchyate, tat na. Yattu Abhaktatve Trapuni iti dirghaha nasya iti, tattu తదాదిగ్రహణం స్యాద్ ఇనుమర్థం ఇది అంగసంన్యాసూత్రస్థ వార్తికేనైవ దూషిత ప్రాయం. సో దట్ ఇస్ రాంగ్. వై? దట్ ఇస్ ద అంగసంన్య. యస్మాత్ ప్రత్యయ విధి తదాది ప్రత్యయంగం. అంగం నామ కిం? యస్మాత్ ప్రత్యయ విధి. సో దట్ టు విచ్ యు యాడ్ అ ప్రత్యయ, తదాది ప్రత్యయే అంగం. సో దర్ ఇస్ దిస్ రూల్. సో బిగినింగ్ విత్ దట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ దిల్ till that pratyaya, it is treated as the anga. Okay. Tadadi grahanasya prayojanam. So there the vartikakara is discussing why should we include that tadadi. Yasmat pratyaya vidhihi tat pratyaya angam. So that on which you add a pratyaya will be called anga. That much is enough. Why say tadadi? Okay. So there is a typing error there. Yes, smart pratyaya vidhi tadadi pratyaya angam. Tadadi grahanam kimartham. So anything that begins with that. Why this is? Say for example, you have bhu. Bhu dhatoho si pratyaya kriyate. So madhye a iti vikarana pratyaya kriyate. Okay. Now which is the anga? Is it only bhu? The pratyaya, the ti pratyaya is added on bhu. భూ ఇది ధాతో తి ప్రత్యయ క్రియతే అనంతరం మధ్య వికరణ ప్రత్యయ అది క్రియతే నౌ వి హావ్ సే ఫర్ భూ ఆర్ పఠ ఓకే పఠ తి ఇత్యస్తి మధ్య వికరణ క్రియతే పఠ అ తి నౌ విచ్ ఇస్ ద అంగ ఇస్ ఇట్ ఓన్లీ పఠ ఆర్ ఇస్ ఇట్ పఠ విచ్ ఇస్ ద అంగ ఇస్ ఎ క్వశ్చన్ రైట్ యస్మాత్ ప్రత్యయ విధి తత్ ప్రత్యయే అంగం ఇఫ్ యూ సే ఇట్ లైక్ దట్ That on which we add a pratyaya will be the anga, then only pathu will be the anga. The akara of shap will not be treated as an anga. So the sutra says, yasmat pratyaya vidhihi tadadi, tadadi shabdaswarupam tasmin pratyaya pare angasamyam syat. It is sutra saham. So starting with that, whatever comes in between will also be included under the anga. యస్మాత్ ప్రత్యయ క్రియతే పఠ ఇత్యస్మాత్ ప్రత్యయ క్రియతే తదాది శబ్దస్వరూపం సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దట్ స్టార్ట్స్ విత్ పఠ దట్ ఈస్ ఇంక్లూడింగ్ ద వికరణ దట్ ఈస్ పఠ టిల్ ద ప్రత్యయ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ విల్ బి ట్రీటెడ్ అస్ ద అంగ దట్ ఈస్ వై ద సూత్ర ఇస్ ఫ్రేజ్డ్ దట్ వే యస్మాత్ ప్రత్యయ విధి తదాది ప్రత్యయ అంగం సో దేర్ తదాది గ్రహణస్య ప్రయోజనం కథయత వార్తికకారేణ Artikakara goes on listing different examples where that tadadi is useful. That is something comes in between and the anga will include all that. So, ange numaha grahanam tadadi grahanasya prayojanam. So, he says, e numartham tadadi grahanam e numartham. E refers to e it agama and num is the num agama. So, even though you treat num as a separate entity, it will still be a part of the anga. Because of this Vartika. Just like you have Pathu A. Pathu is the Dhatu, A is the Vikarana Pratyaya. We do not say it is a part of the Dhatu. But it is still considered under the Anga. Because of the Tadadi Grahana. Yasmat Pratyaya Vidhis Tadadi Pratyayengam. Similarly here, Trapu iti Pratipadikam, Tataha Num iti Agamaha. Even though Num stands separately from Trapu, it will still be a part of the Anga. Because of the Tadadi. తదాది గ్రహణేన అంగత్వం తు సిద్ధ్యత్తేవ సో ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ సే ఇట్ ఇస్ అభక్త దట్ ఇస్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ ఈవెన్ దెన్ నాంతస్య ఉపధాయా దీర్ఘ స్యాద్ ఇత్యనేన ఉపధా దీర్ఘ సిద్ధ్యతి ఓకే సో వెదర్ యూ ట్రీట్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ద అంతావయవ ఆర్ ట్రీట్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అభక్త త్రపూణి ఇత్యత్ర దీర్ఘ సిద్ధ్యతి పరాదిత్వే తు న సిద్ధ్యతి ఇఫ్ యూ ట్రీట్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద పరా ప్రత్యయస్య ఆదిహి ఇత్యుక్తే అంగస్య భాగహన ఇట్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు ప్రత్యయ అండ్ నాట్ దంగ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ద దీర్ఘ బట్ వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అంతావయవ ఆర్ అభక్త వీ కెన్ స్టిల్ హ్యావ్ త్రపూణి దీర్ఘ సో దట్ ఈస్ వై ఫార్ అభక్త హీ బ్రింగ్స్ ఇన్ అ డిఫరెంట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ओके अभक्तत्वे वहं लिहः इत्यत्र अनुस्वारः न सिद्ध्यति इत्येव दोषः न तु त्रपूणि इत्यत्र दीर्घः न स्यादिति यत्तु अभक्तत्वे त्रपूणि इति दीर्घो न स्यादिति तत्तु तदादिग्रहणं स्याद् इनुमर्थम् इति अङ्गसंज्ञासूत्रस्थमार्तिकेनैव दूषितप्रायम् सो अनवयवपक्षेऽपि नुमि सति अङ्गसंज्ञा सिद्ध्यति No, no, no. The conclusion, okay, that is the question. So the conclusion is, it can be Purvanta or Abhakta, but not Adiyavpara. No. For Trapuni, you can either make it as Purvanta or Abhakta. But if you make it Abhakta, Vahamlihaha, we cannot have it. Okay, we cannot derive Vahamlihaha. Makarasya Anuswaraha na Bhavati. So the conclusion is, it is Antavayava. But the reason why you say Antavayava is different. अन्तावयवः इति वक्तुं परादिपक्षेऽपि दोषः प्रदर्शनीयः अभक्तत्वपक्षेऽपि दोषः प्रदर्शनीयः देर् आर् त्री पासिबिलिटीस् टु कन्क्लूड् दट् इट् इस् पूर्वान्त अण्ड् नाट् अभक्त आर् परादि वि हव् टु शो समथिङ्ग् राङ्ग् सम् दोष इन् बोत् आफ् दोस् ओके सो परादिपक्षे दोषः त्रपूणि इति न सिद्ध्यति परादिपक्षे सिद्ध्यति इति दोषः अभक्तत्वपक्षे तु वहंलिहः पक्षद्वयमपि दोषग्रस्तमेव अतः परान्तः एव पूर्वान्तः एव तस्यैव अन्तावयवः इत्येव सिद्धान्तः कारणं तु परादिपक्षे भिन्नः दोषः अभक्तत्वपक्षे भिन्नः दोषः ओके एनी क्वश्चन्स् वित् मिदचोन्त्यात्परः The next paribhasha which he takes up for discussion in the Manorama is Shashti Sthane Yoga. Anirdharita Sambandha Vishesha Shashti Sthane Yoga Bodhya. Sthane Yoga ityukte kim? What is that Sthane Yoga? Sthane Yogeti Sthanena Yogaha Asyaha Iti Vigraha. So the vigraha in sthane yoga is sthanena yogaha asyaha. Yogaha nama sambandhaha. Sthanena nama sthana nirupita sambandhaha. So the meaning of shashti, if anirdharita sambandha vishesha shashti, if no other sambandha has been decided, so the shashti will indicate the sthana sambandha. That is the nivartya nivartaka bhava. One is being replaced by the other. So, such sambandha is indicated by Shashti Vibhakti. Nipatana Deshtvam. If you make a samasa like Sthanena Yogaha, samasas to Sthana Yogaha ityeva syat. Right? Ashvena Kritaha, Ashvakritaha ityatha, tatha Sthanena Yogaha, Sthana Yogaha iti bhavet. Sthane Yogaha iti kimartham, Nipatana Deshtvam. So, Ekara there is Nipatana. Nipatana. Siddha Prakriyasya Nirdeshaha. So there is no rule which can give an ekara there. It is not saptami. What he is saying is, it is not saptami. Sthane yoga na. Sthana yoga itteva padam. Sthanena yoga asyaha iti vigrahe. Sthana yoga iti sthite. Nipatanat etvam. So because he has used it like that, we directly take the word as it is. But the vigraha is sthanena yoga asyaha. अर्थात् स्थान निरूपित सम्बन्धम् वदति षष्ठी विभक्तिः द्योतयति षष्ठी विभक्तिः इट् विल् इण्डिकेट् अ स्थान निरूपित सम्बन्ध ओके सो दट्स् आल् हि सेस् अबौट् षष्ठी स्थाने योग देर् इस् नाट् मच् यत्रानेकविधमान्तर्यं तत्र स्थानतः अन्तर्यं बलीयः षष्ठी स्थाने योग स्थाने अन्तरतमः प्रसङ्गे सति सदृशतमः आदेशः स्यात् सो इफ् वेन् एवर् यु आर् रिप्लेसिङ्ग् सम्थिङ्ग् वित् अन् आदेश वि टेक् वन् दट् इस् द क्लोसेस्ट् सो इमीडियट्लि आफ्टर् दट् हि मेन्शन्स् द परिभाषा यत्रानेकविधम् आन्तर्यं तत्र स्थानतः आन्तर्यं बलीयः यत्र अनेकविधम् आन्तर्यम् अनेकविधमिति सो वाट् आर् द डिफरेण्ट् कैण्ड्स् आफ् आन्तर्य कौमुदी डस् नाट् गिव् इट् This is sthana artha guna pramana kritam ityarthaha. Aneka vidham nama chaturvidham antaryam sambhavati. So there is the possibility of four kinds of antarya. Sthana artha guna pramana kritam, sthana kritam. So sthana here refers to the utpatti sthana. Right? So utpatti sthane edantaryam, iko yanasi ityuchyate, ikaha sthane yan syat, ikarasya sthane kaha syat. Talu sthana samyat yakaraha. We choose yakara as the adesha for e because of talu sthana samya. Ikarasya sthanam talu, yakarasya api talu. So that is sthana kritam antaryam. Artha kritam, so depending on the meaning of the word. We have, say, paddan nomas. Hrin nishasan yoshan doshan yakan chakan udan asan chas prabhratishu. Okay. So he just gives the adesha. It is just a list of adeshas. Chas prabhratishu. He does not mention the sthani at all. Kasya adeshaha ityevan ochyate. Tatra artha sadrishyat kriyate. So depending on the meaning, we take the sthani, the right sthani. Gunaha. Guna here refers to the bahya prayatnas. Vivara, sambara, shvasa, nada, etc. So tatra antaryad kriyate. Yatha purva savarnaha. Tat, tad, hitam, ityasti. Jayo honya tarasyam ityanena. Jaya parasya hasya purva savarnaha kriyate. So when followed by, when preceded by a jai letter, the hakara will be replaced by a savarna of the purva. So dakara, the savarnas of dakara are 5. Tatha, dadha, na. Sarvesham, samanam, sthanam, samanah prayatnaha, savarnyam asti. So tatra kaha bhavet. Which of these 5 should we take as the adesha for hakara? Hakarasya bahyam prayatnaha. Samvaraha, nadaha, ghoshaha. Okay, that is 1. And so, samvara, nada, ghosha, we have for da, dha, na. Okay. So, khayam, yamah, khayah, kahpo, visargashara, evacha, ete, shvasa, nupradana. The khai letters are always vivana, shvasa, aghosha. Okay. For the hash, it is samvara, nada, ghosha. Hakaraha, hashvaraha, ataha, samvaraha, nadaha, ghoshaha, prayatnaha. Tatra, da, dha, na. So there are 3 which resemble it in that. And then again, hakara is the mahaprana. So among da, dha, na, we have only dhakara as the mahaprana. Ataha, antaratamyan. Gunataha, antaratamyat. Because it is the closest in guna, we do dhakara as the adesha, tad, hitam, tad, hitam. Okay. Then we cannot decide by sthana. Because ta, tha, da, dha, na, all have the same sthana. अतः स्थानतः सादृश्येन निर्णयः कर्तुं न शक्यते गुणतः सादृश्यम् अर्थतः सादृश्यमपि नास्ति बिकॉज़ इट इज लेटर देयर इज नो अर्थ सादृश्य इट इज गुण सादृश्य एंड देन देयर इज प्रमाणतः सादृश्यम् प्रमाण इज द मेजर ऑफ लेंथ से ह्रस्व दीर्घ प्लुत अदसो सेर दादु दोमः इत्युच्यते दकारात् परस्य उकारादेशः. So if it is a dirgha, adau ityatra dirghasya iri adeshaha, tarhi dirghaha ukaraha kriyate. Amu iti. Yadi adam iti hraswakarasya adeshaha, tada hraswa ukaraha amum. So there we use pramanataha antaryam. And antarya due to pramana, that is the measure. So these are the 4 kinds of antarya which are possible. Sthanakrita, Arthakrita, Gunakrita, Pramanakrita. Yatra aneka vidham antaryam. So in cases where more than one of these will apply. Okay, the cases which we saw now are where only one particular sadrishya can be applied. So if there is a case where more than one of these can be applied, tatra sthanataha antaryam valiyaha. So sthana sadrishya is the strongest. Tena Chetastota ityatra pramanataha antaryaman ikaraha na iti bhavaha. Pramanataha antaryaman akaraha na iti bhavaha. That is a typing error. So chi dhatohu trich pratyaha kriyate. Sarvadhatuka ardhadhatukayohu ityanena gunaha karaniyaha. We have to apply guna by sarvadhatuka ardhadhatukayohu. Gunaha namakaha. Akara, ekara, okaraha. So, a, a, o. These 3 are called guna. So, which one should we replace with? Chi ityatra, ikaraha. Igantasya angasya gunaha. So, the ikara is what is being replaced by guna. कः भवेत् अकारः वा एकारः वा ओकारो वा इति प्रश्ने स्थानिना इकारेण ह्रस्वप्रमाणसादृश्यात् अकारः सो अकार इज सिमिलर टू इट इन प्रमाण बिकॉज ई इज ऑल्सो ह्रस्व एंड अ इज ऑल्सो ह्रस्व तालु स्थानसादृश्यात् एकारः प्लीज फॉरगिव मी देयर आर सम क्वाइट अ फ्यू टाइपिंग एरर्स इन दिस फाइल आई विल करेक्ट इट एंड देन अपलोड तालु स्थान सादृश्यात् एकारः सो बिकॉज ई इज तालु इचु यशानां तालु एकारस्य कंठतालु ओके सो देयर इज सम सिमिलैरिटी इन तालु स्थान सो तालु स्थान सादृश्यात् एकारस्य गुणत्वेन प्राप्नोति सो शुड वी डू अकार बिकॉज ऑफ प्रमाण सादृश्य और शुड वी डू एकार बिकॉज ऑफ स्थान सादृश्य इज द क्वेश्चन यत्र अनेक विधम अंतर्यम तत्र स्थानतः अंतर्यम बलीयः So always sthana sadrishya is the strongest. Therefore, we apply ekara and not akara. Pramana sadrishya satyapi ekara eva adeshaha kriyate cheta stota stu ityasya gune krite stota. Any questions? Tasmin iti nirdishte purvasya. Iti agrima paribhasha. Kahartha. Somebody remembers the sutrartha of tasmin iti nirdishte purvasya. Whenever we have the seventh case, then the karya should be before it. Okay. Right. So that is what it says in karya happens before the saptami nirdishta. Saptami nirdeshena vidhiyamanam karyam. वर्णांतरेण अव्यवहितस्य पूर्वस्य बोध्यम् इति सूत्रार्थः सप्तमी निर्देशेन तस्मिन् इत्युक्ते सप्तमी निर्देशः तेन विधीयमानं कार्यं वर्णांतरेण अव्यवहितस्य पूर्वस्य सो द कार्य विल बी फॉर द वन विच इमीडिएटली प्रीसीड्स इट अव्यवहितस्य पूर्वस्य नाउ द सूत्र डज नॉट से दट अव्यवहित हाउ डू वी गेट इट And sutra does not also say saptami, it says tasmin. So why don't we interpret it to say, wherever the sutra has the word tasmin, then purvasya. So he says, tasmin iti saptamyantanam anukaranam. So tasmin is a word which is an anukarana for all saptamyantas. So tasmin means where there is saptami nirdesha, where a sutra includes a word in saptami. इति निर्दिष्टे सो निःशब्दः नैरन्तर्यपरः दिशिः उच्चारणक्रियः सो वेर् द उच्चारण इस् निरन्तर सो दट् इस् हौ वि गेट् द अव्यवहित अचि यण् इको यणचि इत्यस्ति अचि यण् इत्युच्यते व्यवहिते अव्यवहिते च प्राप्तम् अव्यवहिते एवेति सो नौ वेन् यु से अचि यण् इट् मीन्स् दट् वेन् दिस् इक् इस् close to that ach you have yan aj upashlishte so the adhikarana here is upashleshika which means close to okay so when there is a ik which is close to ach you have yan so vyavahite avyavahite cha so whether the ik and yan are separated by something or not cha praptam vyavahite avyavahite cha praptam avyavahite eva So this rule, tasmin iti nirdishte purvasya says nirdishta, because it says nirdishta, it means avyavahite eva. So there is the yanadesha will happen only for that ik, which is not separated from the ach by anything else. That is the ik and ach are next to each other without anything in between. Vyavahite avyavahite cha praptam, avyavahite eva iti, purvasya cha parasya cha praptam, purvasya eva iti cha niyamyate. So there are two kinds of niyama. Aniyame niyamakarini paribhasha. A paribhasha is done that which establishes a rule where there is none. So now when you just say achi yan, so if there is just an ach and a ik, you can have yan. Okay, so there is nothing which prevents ik which follows the ach from getting an yanadesha. Okay, if you just say achi yan, So whether the ik is before it or after it, we can have yanadesha. whether it is immediately before or separated by a few letters, you can still have yand because there is still closeness. Okay. So vyavahite avyavahite cha praptam, purvasya parasya cha praptam. So in both cases, this rule, tasminite nirdishte purvasya, establishes a rule. Vyavahite avyavahite cha praptam, avyavahite eva iti niyamyate. So it says that a ik will be replaced by ach yand only if it is avyavahita with the ach, which is immediately next to or before the ach. So purvasya parasya cha praptam. Now we can have yand if the ik is immediately before the ach or after the ach. Purvasya parasya cha praptam purvasya eva. So the anadesha is only for that which immediately precedes the ach. Only for that ik which immediately precedes the ach. Ikaha achi nama adavyavahita purvasya ikaha yanadesha. Purvasya eveti cha niyamyate. Saptami nirdeshena vidhiyamanam karyam varnantarena avyavahitasya purvasya bodhyam. So see, the achi anityakte vyavahite adavyavahite purvasya ikaha yanaha. That is what he should say. When immediately followed by the ach, an ik which precedes will get, when the, it is, sorry, avyavahite, when it is directly associated with the ach, the preceding ik will get yan. Okay, if you look at here, avyavahite purvasya, avyavahitasya purvasya iti nasti. Okay. Achi yand ityukte vyavahite avyavahite cha praptam avyavahite eva. Achi avyavahite purvasya ikaha yand. That is how exactly we interpreted. Okay. Avyavahite purvasya. When the word which is told in saptami is avyavahita. Avyavahite purvasya yand. Avyavahitasya iti tu phalitartha kathanam. So here he says avyavahitasya purvasya. So which is the same, okay. Whether you are saying that the purva is avyavahita to the para or the para is anvahita purva. I mean, when you are saying you have ik and ach. So whether you say achi avyavahite purvasya ikaha or avyavahitasya ikaha, it means the same because they are both together. Okay. Whether you are saying ach is immediately next to ik or you are saying ik is immediately before ach, it is both the same. A is next before B and B is before after A. Okay. So both of them are the same. That is why he has done a slight modification in the vibhakti. Okay. The vivarana he gives here is achi yand ityukte avyavahite eva. Arthat achi avyavahite purvasya ikaha yand. Okay. There are two vibhaktis which you are hearing here. Achi avyavahite purvasya ikaha yand. But in the sutra artha he says avyavahitasya purvasya yan. Directly he says avyavahitasya purvasya. So he says it does not make a difference. Phalitartha katanam. Because the phalitartha, the final resultant is the same. Whether you are saying achi avyavahite ikaha yan or avyavahitasya ikaha yan. Adavyavahitasya ikaha yan. It is both the same. That is why the sutra artha is written as saptami nirdeshena vidhiyamanam karyam. Varanantarena avyavahitasya purvasya bodhyam. It's a very, very subtle difference, but that is the shastra, where even a subtle difference might make a difference. So he says, in this case, there is no difference. Whether you use saptami on avyavahite or shashti, avyavahitasya purvasya, it does not make a difference. The next paribhasha he takes up is adeh parasya. Alontyasya, nitya, adeh parasya, anekalchit sarvasya. So there are four paribhashas which deal with the adesha. Where should an adesha occur? Alontyasya, shashti nirdishtasya, antyasya alaha adeshaha. By default, an adesha is for the ending letter. Antyasya alaha, the last letter. Nitya. And if an adesha is nit, then also it is for the last letter. Then he says, adehe parasya, parasya yad vihitam. If there is something, some karya which is told for the para, tatatasya adehe bodhyam. Then it will not be for the ending letter, but it will be for the beginning. Udah sthastambho ho. Udah parayoho sthastambho ho. Purvasavarnaha. So when stha and stambho are preceded by ud, there is purvasavarna. So should it be for the final letter or the beginning letter? Parasya yad vihitam. Since udah parayoho sthastambho ho adeshah vihidhiyate, tattasya adehe. So the beginning, that is a sakara of stha and stambha, will be replaced by purva savarana. Parasya yadvihitam tattasya adehe bodhyam. Parasya yat iti. Now there is a question which he arises here, which is also dealt in other granthas. So there are two sutras here. Tasmadityuttarasya adeh parasya. Tasmadityuttarasya states panchami nirdeshena vidhiyamanam karyam varnantarena avyavahitasya parasya jnayam. If there is a panchami, then the karya will be for the para. Now adeh parasya states the karya for the para will always be for the adi, right? So tasmadityuttarasya states if there is panchami nirdesha, the karya is for the para. And adesh parasya states, if the karya is for the para, it is for the adi. So why not combine those two and say, tasmadityuttarasya adehe. Tasmaditi, so wherever there is panchami nirdesha, uttarasya adehe. The karya will be for the beginning of the uttara, of the para. So why don't you combine it to a single sutra? Why make a separate sutra as adesh parasya? It gives the same sense, right? Tasmaditi uttarasya adehe. So it is for the para and for the beginning of the para. So kimartham tatha ekameva sutram na kriyate. Tasmadityuttarasya adehe iti tu na sutritam. So he has not done that. Why? Adehe ityamshasya sarvadesha badhakatva pattehe. So the sutra as we have here is alontyasya nitya adeh parasya and anekalshit sarvasya. Okay, immediately after this we have 1155, which is anekalshit sarvasya. So if there is a vipratishedha, say if adesha happens to be shit and it is for the para, okay, shit adeshaha parasya vidhiyate. Now should we do adeh parasya or should we do anekalshit sarvasya is a question. Tadam paratvat anekalshit sarvasya ityanena sarvadeshaha eva kriyate iti siddhantaha. So in the Siddhanta, because it is para, if the shit adesha is for the para, since it is the para sutra, when I say para, it means vipratishedhe param karyam iti sutrena. Yadi parasya shit adesha vidhiyate, tarhi adehena bhavati kintu sarvadesha eva bhavati. Which means anekalshit sarvasya will overrule adeh parasya. Now, if we made it a single rule as tasmadityuttarasya adehe, this is 1167. Now this will overrule anekalshit sarvasya. Vipratishedhe param karyam ityataha. Tasmadityuttarasya adehe iti anekalshit sarvasya ityasya badhakam. So in that case, even if it is a shit adesha, tasmadityuttarasya adehe ityanena adehe eva adesha hasyat natu sarvasya. So if this adehe is not given here as a separate sutra, adeh parasya iti sutram na kriyate. Sakshat tasmadityuttarasya adehe iti uchyate. Tada adehe ityamshasya. The adehe will sarvadesha badhakatva pattehe. Will overrule sarvadesha. And it will give an adesha only for the adi, which is not desired. That is why tasmadityuttarasya adehe iti tu na sutritam. Adehe ityamshasya sarvadesha badhakatva pattehe. Siddhante to. In Siddhanta, that is in the Sutra Krama as it is, Paratvat Sarvadeshatvam Badhakam. So because Anekalshit Sarvasya is after Adeh Parasya, Sarvadesha will overrule Adhyadesha for the Para. Badhakam iti Anupadameva Vakshyati. He is told that immediately later. So Anekalshit Sarvasya iti Agrima Sutram. Shita Udaharanam Idama Ish. So anekal shit sarvasya. Anekal, an adesha which has more than one letter. Anekam al. Al is any letter from a to l. So anekal shit. And if the adesha has shakara as it. Anekal shit sarvasya. It will be a sarvadesha. So what is the example for shit? is a question. So Shita Udaharanam Idama Ish. Shitaha Udaharanam Idama Ish. Itaha. Idam ityasmat Panchamyas Tasil ityanena Tadhitaha Tasil Pratyaha Kriyate. Okay. So on Idam, which is Panchamyanta, that is why we have the Nasi. So on Panchamyanta of Idam, we have Pas as a Pratyaya. Subodhatu Pratipadika Yoho ityanena Nasi Pratyasya Lopaha. Since Tadhita is a Pratipadika by Krutsatita Samasashtra, we have the deletion of that Nasi. You have Idam Pas. Now, Idama Ish ityanena Ish iti Adeshaha Kriyate. Ikaraha Adeshaha Shitvat Sarvadeshaha. Since it is shit, it replaces the entire idam. It becomes e tas rutve visarge itaha iti rupam. So this is an example of sarvadesha due to shit. Okay. Yattu vrittikrata jashasoshihi iti udahratam tat na. Now some vrittis give jashasoshihi as an example for Anekal Shit Sarvasya. Right, you have Jas. Okay. Jashasohu Shihi. Napumsake Jas Shas Ityadeyohu Shi Iti Adeshaha Kriyate. So Jas has Us. So the entire Us is replaced by She. Okay. So for that, they use Anekal Shit Sarvasya. Because She, Shakaraha Itsamyaha, Shitvan Sarvadeshaha Iti Uchyate Tat Na. This is, that is not the right example for Shit. Yattu vrittikrata jashasoshihi iti udahratam tat na sarvadeshatayaha prak shitvasya iva alabhat. So what he says, lashakva taddhite shi ityatra katham shakarasya itsamya lashakva taddhite pratyasya adayaha la sha kavargaha. So if there is la, sha or kavarga at the beginning of a pratyaya, it becomes it. That is what lashakva taddhite states. Now, what are we doing here? Jas, right? You have something and jas. Jasahasthane, say for example, phala jas ityasti. Jasahasthane shi iti adeshah karaniyaha. Now, shi is not a pratyaya by itself. Shi ityasya pratyayatvam nasti. Yada jasahasthane shi iti adeshah kriyate, tatahasthanivadbhavena, sthanivadadeshavanalvidhav ityanena, sthanidharmaha arthatu pratyayatvam shi ityatra aropyate tataha lachakva taddhite ityanena itsamyam. Once she replaces this, only then it will be treated as a pratyaya because it is a replacement. Adeshaha sthanivatsyad ityanena pratyayatvam bhavati tataha lachakva taddhite ityanena shakarasya itsamyam. Okay. But when you are doing the adesha, before you replace this with she, it is not a pratyaya. Pratyaya is that which is given under the adhikara. Pratyayaha parascha. The adhikara stands at the beginning of the third chapter. 3-1-1 till the end of the fifth chapter. All of those are pratyayas. She is given in the seventh chapter. It is not a pratyaya by itself. Only after it replaces jas, it becomes a pratyaya by sthanivadbhava. And then you can take shakara as it and then you remove the shakara. So when you are doing the adesha, it is not shit. Because it is not a pratyaya, you cannot remove shakara and it is not an it. So how do you say shitva sarvadeshaha? In the previous case, if you look at the example that he has given, idama ish atra halantyam ityanena shakara se itsamya. Okay, does not, ish is not a pratyaya, it does not require it to be a pratyaya at all. Halantyam upadeshe antyam hal. Upadeshe antyayaha hal saha itsamyaha. So shakara is it and this becomes shit immediately. As soon as there is upadesha, as soon as Panini says idama ish, the shakara will get itsamya and is deleted. So now this is shit. When you are replacing it, you do it as a sarvadesha because it is shit. That is fine. But in case of jashaso shihi, when you are replacing, she is yet, not yet a pratyaya. Pratyaha nasti ataha shit api bhavitum narhati. It is not shit because it is not yet a pratyaya. So at this stage, adesha karana velayam shitvam nasti ataha shitvat sarvadeshaha iti vaktum na shakyate. So yattu vrittikrata jashasoshi iti udahatam tatu na सर्वादेशतायाः प्राक् शित्वस्यैव अलाभात्. Since it is not shit, we cannot say that. Then how do we do a sarvadesha? We do require she to be a sarvadesha. She ityasya sarvadeshatvam ishyate. Kintu yadi shitvam nasti, tarhi sarvadeshatvam katham. Tatrahi daanalohoiva anupurvyat anekaltvenaiva sarvadeshatvam iti siddhantaha. So there he says, anekaltvat sarvadeshaha. She has two letters, shu and e. It is anekal. Because it is anekal, it will be a sarvadesha. Just ityasya sarvadeshatvena she iti kriyate. Adeshe krute pratyayatvat chakarasya itsamya bhavati. So that is the siddhanta. Daan aloho iva. He shows a similar example. Lutah prathamasya darau rasaha. Ityuchyate. Lut. In lut, the prathama purusha. That is tiptaschi is replaced by darau ras. Okay. So now, how is that da a sarvadesha is a question, because if dakara is removed by it, okay, da iti pratyaha, tatra dakarasya chutu ityanena itsamya, if you remove the it will be only akara, it is not anekal, but the akara will be removed only after it becomes a pratyaya. It's a very similar case. Pratyayasya sthane adeshaha, adesha karana samaye itsamya nasti. The itsamya will apply only after we do the adesha. So when we are doing the adesha, there are two letters, d and a. Therefore, it is a sarvadesha. Anekaltvat sarvadesha. Okay. Similarly, there is null in litlakara. Okay. Parasmai padanam null atus us ityarina. Ti pratyasya null iti adesha kriyate. Again there, it is anekal when we do the pratyaya. So after, I mean sorry, when we do the adesha. Adeshe krute pratyasya aditvat nakarasya itsamya bhavati lopaha. Okay. So similarly here, dashaso shihi ityatra anekaltvat sarvadeshaha natushitvat. So sarvadesha is because it is anekal. When it is given as an adesha, it is anekal. There is shu and e. After we replace, it becomes shit. So the example for shit, shitva sarvadeshasya udaharanam, idama ish iti nata jashyaso shihi. Yattu vrittikata jashyaso shihi iti udaharatam, tat na sarvadeshatayaha prak shitvasya iva alabhat. Tatrahi daanaloho iva anupurvyat anekaltvena iva sarvadeshatvam iti siddhantaha. Any questions? Ashtabhya aush ityadav, adeh parasya ityetatapi paratvad anena badhyate. The same thing which he says, if there is a conflict, should it be for the adi of the para or should it be sarvadesha is a question. Paratvat. So ashtabhya aush ityadav, this is actually from the Kaumudi. Okay, he says, adeh parasya ityetatapi paratvad anena badhyate. So it will be a sarvadesha and not the for the adi. Okay. So aush is shit. So should it be for the adi or should it be sarvadesha? It will be a sarvadesha for jas. Because anekalchit sarvasya overrules adeh parasya. Ityadav iti. Ityadav ityanena kim? Adi shabdena ato bhisa ais. Iti grihyate. Ato bhisa ais. Okay. So there is, you have Rama bhis. Akaranta thasvakaranta parasya bhisaha ais iti adeshaha. So should ice replace the beginning of this? Adeh parasya ityanena adeh adeshova anekaltvat sarvadeshova iti prashne sarvadeshe eva bhavati. Because anekalchit sarvasya is after adeh parasya, it will overrule adeh parasya. So paratvat iti, because it is para, adeh parasya is 1144. I'm sorry. It is 5-4. Sorry, it is not 4-5, it is 5-4. 1154 is adeh parasya, 1155 is anekalchit sarvasya. Atayeva adeh parasya iti prithak kriyate ityuktam. So that is why he said you cannot club it as tasmadityuttarasya adehe. इति एकं सूत्रं न क्रियते आदेह परस्य इति पृथक् सूत्रं एतदर्थं बिकॉज द आदेहे विल बी ओवर रूल्ड बै अनेकाल्सित सर्वस्य परत्वात् अत एव आदेह परस्य इति पृथक् क्रियते इत्युक्तम् उत्तरस्य इत्यंशस्तु औष ऐसोरपि प्रवर्तते एव नौ तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य विल स्टिल अप्लाई हियर अतोभिस ऐस इत्युक्ते अकारान्तात् परस्य भिसः ऐस ओके सो ओनली द आदि पार्ट विल बी ओवर रूल्ड बै अनेकाल्षित सर्वस्य तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य तु सर्वत्र प्रवर्तते ओके सो तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य विल स्टिल अप्लाई सो आदे उत्तरस्य इति अंशः सो देर आर टू पार्ट्स देर वेर एवर यू से परस्य तस्मात् इति उत्तरस्य आदेहे इति अंशद्वयमस्ति पञ्चमी निर्देशेन विधीयमानं परस्य भवति परस्य विधीयमानं आदेहे भवति सो द आदि पार्ट ऑफ इट दट इज आदेह परस्य इज ओवर रूल्ड बै अनेकाल्षित सर्वस्य नॉट तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य तस्मादित्युत्तरस्य इति तु प्रवर्तत एव सो अत ह्रस्वाकारात् ह्रस्वाकारान्ताद् अङ्गात् परस्य भिसः ऐसादेशः स्यात् अष्टाभ्यः परस्य जसः औषादेशः स्यात् उत्तरस्य इति अंशस्तु औष ऐसोरपि प्रवर्तत एव दट् इस् वै यू केनाट् क्लब् दोस् टु सूत्रास् तस्मादित्युत्तरस्यादेः इति मेलयितुं न शक्यते यत्तु प्राचा सो बै रामचन्द्रदीक्षित दट् इस् इन् द प्रक्रिया कौमुदी आदेः इति सूत्रं विवृण्वत सो वेन् एक्स्प्लेनिङ्ग् आदेः परस्य पञ्चमी निर्देशेन इत्यादि उक्तम् सो हि सेस् पञ्चमी निर्देशेन विधीयमानं कार्यम् उत्तरस्य आदेः भवति सो हि हेस् क्लब्ड् द टु परिभाषास् हियर् आदेः परस्य इत्यत्र पञ्चमी निर्देशेन विधीयमानं कार्यं परस्य आदेर्भवति इति उच्यते तत् असम्बद्धम् Obviously, that is not correct because there are two independent paribhashas. Tasmadityuttarasya is a separate paribhasha. Adesh parasya is a separate paribhasha. Because only adesh parasya is overruled by anekalshit sarvasya and tasmadityuttarasya is separate. So, clubbing those two together is not correct. Tad asambaddham iti spashtameva. Any questions? Vibhasha Prakarana actually is very small. We have only one small bit left in the Paribhasha Prakarana, in the Manorama. Dhyayan Dhyayam Param Brahma Smaram Smaram Gurur Giraha Siddhanta Kaumudi Vyakhyam Kurmah Praudha Manoramam